Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Blue Cross Blue Shield. How are you? How's it going? It's like, oh, that's great. I'm so glad that you're just, that you're saying no to people all day long.
And I, guy's done nothing to me. Guy has done nothing to me. And I hate him.
Answering the phone.
Yeah. Right away. Oscars have the same thing where you get, you go a period of time when you're good and then something happens and then, you know. It's the way it is.
And this is why you should never exercise. Look at me. Healthy as
exactly.
A horse.
Exactly. Healthy. Healthy as a horse. Sure.
A dying horse.
When she got here, it was, we need five baguettes of the Giant French bread. Not just one for the family. And as my father said, Oscar, that magical drug has given her the willpower she had in the mother country.
God.
That and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
If you're waiting for a hug, you might want to pack a lunch.
Welcome. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Live from Podville Media in Washington, D.C. and around the world, you're listening to our show. Welcome to the party. And join us in great towns like Osaka, Japan, Oblong, Illinois, Cabot, Vermont, where they make the cheddar.
Yes, it's very popular.
Osage City, Kansas. That's where the movie was, right? In Osage County. Mustang Ridge, Texas. That sounds like fun. Mm. And Donostia, San Sebastian, Spain.
How do you do, Oscar?
I love it.
Yeah.
San Sebastian.
Trying to think. So Osaka, love to go there.
Yeah.
Can't commit to Oblong, Illinois. Cabot, Vermont. Love Vermont. Would visit there.
Mm-hmm.
Osage City, Kansas.
Mike,
probably not.
You've been to Kansas, and you know what? Great people.
Wonderful people, yes.
Thank you.
Mustang Ridge, Texas.
Absolutely.
I'd have to do an internet search. And Donostia, San Sebastian, Maine. I'd love to go to Spain.
Spain.
Not Maine, Spain. I'd love to go to Spain sometimes. So those are our cities. Welcome to the show, we have a big show for you today. A recap of Date Night with Rob and Oscar, who have been doing the... same auction for multiple years. They're not like me, who I have no loyalty towards people that I support. I switch like a scorned girlfriend. I switch allegiances occasionally, but anywho.
Oscar predates me. I think Oscar's been doing it for 7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so wonderful.
Charity
That's
work.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
And it's
he
great.
He loves his charity work.
And where it is, it's a dangerous auction that they do because they go down to a place where they make torpedoes. They actually make, there's a factory where they
anymore.
Make torpedoes.
They used to.
Yeah, now we're in peace, Mike. We're mostly in peacetime now, so we don't need them as money.
Well, no, we still have big ships and submarines with torpedoes, don't
but,
we?
Yeah, but the war effort has left, what is it?
Alexandria.
Old Town Alexandria.
Yeah, we would launch the torpedoes out the Potomac.
In that delightful little suburb of Washington, D.C., known as Alexandria, Virginia, they made torpedoes at this place.
And it's right on the water there, right on the Potomac.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Wow. Now it's an installation for artists.
Yeah, but they actually have a torpedo in there.
They do.
Show you what they have done in the past. There's lots of neat memorabilia sprinkled around.
And so it's exciting.
It's a very cool place. Three levels to explore.
Don't you have some sort of intricate system for the artwork that you auction?
Yeah. Let me see if I've got it right. Raffle.
Tell me. This is my memory that I, it's not
all. Here we go there. What are they going to give for them?
I love this.
$600 down here now. $10
and it's
now.
It's not like this.
$35, another $59, $60, will they give me $60, $75, $75, another $85 on the bottom there. There was a boy in Arkansas.
Too much of that. All right. This is what I remember about it.
Okay.
So people arrive at the event.
Yes, at the appointed
time. There is beautiful artwork from various mediums surrounding the main floor of this museum.
There is a gallery, yes.
It's gorgeous. Well, see, I had it right.
No, you didn't.
You don't need to make me look bad.
No, no.
I mean, really.
They're not sprinkled around the entire venue. There is an actual gallery set up with all of the artwork numbered.
On both sides.
Yeah.
That is available for acquisition.
Yes.
Correct. Mm-hmm. But it's not your traditional, if you were going to say this, my apologies, it's not your traditional auction.
Okay, that, well, I'm going to tell you I remember it in great detail. So everybody that shows up, there's a jar, a bowl, fish bowl, and everybody drops their keys in.
That's right.
And then you bid, and every successful, and this is why it's important to be first, be one of the first bidders that wins an item, because every successful bidder on an item, male or female, gets to pick someone out of the crowd that they get to go home with and sleep with.
Right, and that's why it's still called the Torpedo Factory, even though they don't make torpedoes anymore.
No, you get to, you put your name on a list, right?
No.
Damn it. Hold on. I'm really trying to remember
we've
now.
Talked about this.
Yeah, well, that's, it's fine. Yeah, Mike, let me get you started. First, you buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
You buy a golden ticket.
Right.
That's right, Charlie. I'm going to get that oil painting on the wall, Charlie. You buy a ticket, and then you the tickets have some sort of like adhesive on the back, and you put the ticket on the item that you
There's
want.
There's no adhesive.
What happens?
All of the artwork is numbered, and there is a website, or you can visit the art in person, and you submit a list with your ticket number, like a power ranking, of your favorite items of art.
Yeah, you get your top 30, top 50, top 10, whatever you want to put down.
So you, this is not like a real auction.
No,
this
no,
is like
no.
a guaranteed sale.
Yeah, everybody that goes gets a piece of original artwork
that's donated by the artist from the art league.
What's the buy-in?
It's what, each ticket is a little under $300.
That's not bad for
quality
art. And the art is beautiful. And so then,
so if I buy a $300 ticket, I'm going to get something?
Yeah. Yes, guaranteed.
And then but what happens is you hope that your name comes up early, because when your name is selected, you get your top ranked piece of art that has not yet been selected.
That you've basically power ranked on the patron's app.
Right.
Patron's art.
Now, is this artwork that is the type of artwork that perhaps could appreciate in value?
Oh,
or
yes.
Is this like something you would see at like a public middle school?
No, this stuff is poised to appreciate.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, and there are all types.
Anything that jumps out at me? Anything
I can bring
that
you a couple pieces that are in my office right now.
That you've acquired?
Yes, I'd love to show you.
What was something that was super popular?
There was a penguin sculpture that went fifth that was really, really cool, like a papier-mâché penguin, but very detailed. There was some gorgeous.
Well, that sounds to me like a child's project.
No, you wouldn't want to tell that to the artist. But when you know that there are
a big guy.
No, it was a lady. But when there's over 600 pieces of art that are available, and it goes fifth, it was very popular.
How are they ranked?
You personally rank them. You go through and you say that's the thing I want.
Oh, so when you say it went fifth.
Yeah.
It was somebody grabbed it.
Way up front.
What went number one?
I believe up first was an abstract painting, but a large one. Hard to remember because we move fast.
Framed?
Yes. Oh, they're all framed and they all look beautiful. They're all nicely presented.
So this is kind of cool.
Oh, it's really? A great, great gig, and you meet such nice people.
And what's the cause?
The cause is the Art League, which is an organization here, and I think their office is based at the
Superheroes?
No, they're not superheroes. To me, they are, yes.
That's the Justice League.
I got one more.
This is one piece.
Can you... Pony, can you zoom in on that?
Yeah, give me one sec.
So this is a sort of almost like a collage of small
Ladies
paintings.
And gentlemen, welcome to 1930s television.
Sorry, we have a camera system here that has refocus.
Yeah, I know.
Itself.
Don't worry about it. Please, just make it.
But they go from the whimsical. There were paintings of cats and dogs that were
That's
very,
cool.
very cute.
That's cool, though. That is really very neat.
Oh, and then there was some really bold looking. There is one that made me think of you, which was a beautiful portrait of a motorcycle with a really cool graphic background. That also went very early, but I did think of you when I saw it. I texted Maddie a picture that was just paintings of cheeses, which was also
lovely
very nice.
Cheese.
Yes. Oh, I like this one. This is an oil, I believe.
These are they're very cool. That's old neat. Foil. Okay, so that's the real deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's neat. That's cool.
And so Oscar and I, when you're giving away roughly 600 pieces of art, you have to be the announcer that does the announcement of the name and the piece of art and try to keep it moving. And because
your job is to get the tickets out of a fishbowl.
No, this is all generated. And this is when we started, there was no computer app.
I got one more.
Oh, no, that wasn't from there. That's the framed article about the Michael Mara show.
I just took it off my wall.
Yeah, that wasn't actually.
What is that one?
I can't see it that well. The Washington Post.
How long ago was that?
This was from
14 years ago, right?
It says local radio personality becomes podcast player.
Playa.
This is from Mike Musgrove, and the date is...
We were still in the living room.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this
a long time ago.
2009. Jesus.
Oh, that's... No, it couldn't be nine because we...
That I
we
mean, had, I'm sorry, 2000...
It would be 10, maybe.
2010.
Very cool.
So man, that sounds like fun.
This is wild.
I look a little different.
Oh, my God. Mike, you look the same. You have an Asia bit. It's black and white.
It is. Well, there's a color mic very there, cool. too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like neato. But that sounds like fun.
They have an app now that actually keeps track of everything for you. When we started, we would call the name, and even then it was computer generated for speed. We would call the name, and they would have to call out a piece of art. And 9 times out of 10, when you get like 200 pieces in and people have been drinking quite a bit, they call out a piece that had already been taken, and so they get booed unceremoniously. Mm-hmm. So there was less booing last night, which is great.
Because it was better organized?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, 50-50. Half the crowd was virtual.
There's some virtual
I
stuff,
I like talking
too.
Into the camera for the animals at home drinking.
He was loving his camera
time.
Oh,
if it's virtual, I'll try it next year. I'll donate
you'll love
next
it.
Year.
We'll pick it up. We can pick it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. Yeah, I'd love to do that. That remind me to do that next year. So anyway, it was a date night with Rob and Oscar, and it was a great weekend for me down here. Where did it all go smoothly on your event? Was it cool?
As long as the names were easy to pronounce for Oscar.
Yeah, I'm not very good at names.
And you could tell as the names got harder, his voice got higher.
If there was like five, it was like...
It's like, it would be like, all right, this is for Michaela Goddinson.
And Rob, were they simple names?
No. A lot of them would have tripped me up too. Yes. And you know what? If they were virtual, I just powered through because they weren't there to complain.
I wanted to respect them.
But if they
I fumbled and bumbled.
If they were in the house, it's really the pressure is on.
So when you expanded it to virtual, you must have gotten a lot more people involved in it, right?
Yeah, but it also speeds it up. We see 2 years ago it was entirely virtual.
Correct.
Last year was in person and smaller. This year was the first time it was combination virtual and in person.
And how many, was there a good turnout for the event?
Yeah, I'd say
just jammed.
Hundreds of people there.
Yeah. And they pour the booze.
They do.
They let the booze
flow. Well, it's BYOB under, I don't know what the legalities of that is, but.
No, they have a banquet license. Yeah, I think it's okay.
Officer Friendly was there and they didn't seem to mind.
That's good. Well, that's good. And you raise money for a good cause.
Great
that's
cause.
Wonderful.
And
great
the
cause.
People working there are just phenomenal.
Suzanne Bethel.
Suzanne
is awesome.
All the volunteers. You actually get to meet the artists that are there. I stayed for the after auction.
Yeah, and I appreciate you doing that.
Left there at 12:05 a.m. Because there was just a ton of art on the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
Did someone get the spider, the big hand spider?
Someone did.
Oh,
I also picked up another 3 pieces of art myself.
Attaboy.
There's one.
So you've put a lot of art in your office and at home, right? With this?
It's like, awesome. Hey, if you're going to Home Goods, your garbage cans. Go be a patron for a fraction of the price to get something that's original.
Exactly. And you're supporting something other than the people of Home Goods.
I will tell you regarding the art on my wall. Over the years, I'm very happy in my marriage, and I should say that publicly. I will tell you, though, that my personal tastes and my personal collection of anything, including family members' paintings, that my father was an artist and would do some paintings, systematically has been moved away. Storage, attics, yeah. Just moved off the wall. Now, in the case of Maine, when with the new economy, we turned our place up there kind of into an investment property, mm-hmm. where okay. we rent it out. And by the way, if you're a listener of the show, you can rent the house as well for a small premium of 78%.
There you go.
But that's anyway,
celebrity owned. I love that.
Celebrity owned. It's
this is Mike's refrigerator.
When, yeah.
When you talk about home goods, you know, it's a little bit. There's really nothing on the wall. You know.
Oh, nothing up there?
Know? Like I got a really, really cool plaque from Happy Valley when I went back over there this past weekend.
Yeah.
A really cool plaque for my hole in one.
Yeah.
And it was really over the top nice, like yes. super nice. And I bring it home like a child, mm-hmm. showing his parent something special. And she goes, oh, that'll look great in your new place when you set up your new studio the garage.
Oh, that's brutal.
We did need stuff on the wall there to deflect sound.
What about in the kitchen where everybody can see it every day?
Yeah, or the living room,
just
the parlor.
Kinda, you know,
yeah.
kind of hurt my feelings because it's really, kind of cool. I was really happy about it, but you know, and there's nothing. I've always been a believer in original pieces of art are cool, better than the aforementioned
home goods
box store.
Yeah.
You know, with the picture of a cat.
TJ
you know,
Maxx
or something like that. TJ Maxx, that's you know, and
I don't mind it. Look, there's a trashy side of me before I discovered art. And I used to have the
there still might be a side.
Thank you. Live, laugh, love.
Oh, like, those things,
that. Oh, I'm a throw. Really I can't gross. Believe I was that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
so I have
all were
I had that
at one point.
I was barely Liv.
I like the funny ones.
Like what?
That say like F Mary Kill, but in that same
font. Whimsical font. Yeah, that's pretty. Yeah, if it's shtick, that's cool.
If it's
cool.
shtick, I laugh at it.
Carrie blew my mind this week because when we were going through stuff that I had, you know, that we were going to sell some stuff, found an old, decent sized Elvis on black velvet, but not one that is a standard one. There's several that you always see. This one was slightly different. I bought it years and years ago. And she said, we shouldn't sell that. I said, well, I have no place to put it because in my basement, the walls are just covered with junk. She says, we should put it in the living room upstairs. And I said, what?
Oh.
She said, no, I really like it. Hang it by the stereo upstairs. And so now there's actually a velvet Elvis in the main level of our house.
That's campy enough where it works now, right?
It really does. It kind of does. Yeah. We used to have a lot of stuff on our walls on the main level, but we sort of... scaled back from that. The one neat piece of art we have, we did win at a raffle at an elementary school. It was Julia's class in kindergarten. They all glued tissue paper to cardboard to make like all different sort of, because you know it kind of looks like stained glass when tissue paper gets glued down, and then they cut it into blocks.
I didn't know that.
It gets like transparent almost, so you can blend the colors.
Like an Easy Bake Oven.
And then exactly.
Like my toilet.
Oh,
yeah, exactly. And like your toilet.
Look at that. Look at that. Stained glass.
Stained glass toilet.
That used to be red.
Stain yourself. But they actually took the blocks and made a graphic representation big, like 2 by 3 feet, and got a framing company to do a museum grade frame, like the big, thick gold frame around it. And it was a school-wide raffle, and we ended up winning it. And that's over our sofa. That's one of my favorite things because
that's
Julia
cool. See,
did one of
I
those
like
blocks
that.
On
that's,
that. Yeah.
That's personal. That's what I like. Yeah. That's what it should be.
You
I remember there's
a beautiful memorabilia in the attic of your old home. I remember that.
Oh, your attic was like a carnival. Yeah, it was so much fun.
Washington articles,
there's
all
storage,
kinds of stuff.
There's storage with stuff. And you know what I've got in here, which is going to be replaced today?
What?
I've got a picture of a player I don't like, Curt Schilling. And I know he won the 2004 World Series, but I'm going to get money for that. And it's a signed jersey from the 2004 World Series, and I don't want it anymore.
Do you still have the picture of us in there?
I've got a picture of Winslow. I've got a picture of
that's a no.
Michael. There's the one with you and I in the tuxedo.
Yeah, that's the one I like. I was wondering if that
See,
made
that
the grade.
That didn't. Well, I mean, that was in the other room, and I don't know where it is.
I have a
but
picture of the three
nearby.
Of us in my
that's
basement.
That's very sweet.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a framed picture of us in my office.
Yes.
Well, we literally need some, mm-hmm, you know, we'll have, we're going to see each other soon. So under isn't horrible telling circumstances.
This is the three of us in this picture in the Washington Post.
Yeah, other just people the, didn't make it. Other people didn't make that photo.
They didn't make the cut. Yeah. That's weird. It's a little
weird,
odd, isn't it?
Weird. I didn't buy a copy.
It was a big day for me Friday. Yes. Because the reason, you know, we were dark on Friday, I had a medical procedure that I've been waiting for. I don't know why what I did is taking so long, has taken so long. But the bottom line was there are different levels you go through when you have a back issue. Mine happens to be your discs are rubbing up against each other. Bone on bone is what the way it was explained. Mm-hmm. So I went to one guy.
When you were in your 30s, was it bone on bone, or is that a sort of an acceleration of it?
It's just something that you have. My old man had a bad back too. I'm working on slap shots. Hard to believe I played hockey with the Capitals,
yeah,
alumni team, and my buddy Blair Stewart was helping me with slap shots, and I heard a pop, and that was it. And that was, I mean, that was just the beginning of, you know, on off. Oscar's had the same thing, where you get, you know, you go a period of time when you're good, and then something happens, and then, you know, it's the way it is. And
this is why you should never exercise. Look at me, healthy as a horse.
Exactly, healthy. Healthy as a horse. Sure,
a dying horse.
You were in a coma a year ago.
I know, but better now.
God, it was a year ago. It's hard to believe.
Pretty much.
But the spine looking fine. Hey, that rhymes. Yeah, so then I go in, and it's a bit of a dog and pony show to get in there. As you remember, the insurance didn't cover. Did I tell you about all that I went through on Thursday?
You told me on Friday. You haven't told the show about what happened on Friday.
So I'm getting ready, and all I am thinking about, really, is getting this done.
Right.
Because I've waited so long to get it done. I'm hoping there's a chance. And I'm waiting. At 4:00, they called me from the joint where I'm getting this done. I don't pick up the voicemail until maybe 7:30, 7:45. And I see the message, and I read the text of the message. And it's like, we haven't gotten authorization. And I'm like, And once again, because I look at all insurance, really, their job is to C-block you on everything. Sure. That's what their energy, and you know, you can see all the commercials in the world, but their energy is directed towards preventing payouts. That's what they do.
Trust me, Mike, they
save money.
I understand. So understand.
So the frustration is that I've picked this up late. Even if I'd gotten the 45 minutes of the business day, I probably wouldn't have been able to get back to him. And I'm unbelievably frustrated because this thing's scheduled at 8:45 on Friday morning. So my how did it work? Friday morning, I wake up and I think I'm blowing off the idea of driving down there because I'm going to be just too disappointed and too upset. So I end up calling. And I call, and I actually get through, which is a miracle.
That is.
Because down here with The Walking Dead, it is a miracle to get through on any of these lines. Talk to a lady, and I say, well, what does it cost? And she says, well, the insurance charge that we're waiting for is $430. I said, I'll eat it, and I will deal with my insurance company later. Now, knowing full well that the odds are against me, if I do it that way, because they'll come back and say to you at an insurance company, well, you did it, but we didn't authorize you to do it. That's how they play.
Of course.
It doesn't matter whether it was legit. And she said something the night before. I had talked to the insurance company, and a soft talker who was so in control, that is putting gasoline on a man like me.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who has lived his life out of control. That is literally, if I get, hello, Blue Cross Blue Shield, how are you?
How's it going? It's like, oh, that's great. I'm so glad that you're just, that you're saying no to people all day long.
And I, guy's done nothing to me. Guy has done nothing to me, and I hate him.
Answering the phone.
Yeah. Right away. But he tells me there's ultimately nothing he can do, and it has to be reviewed by their team, as he says, of doctors and nurses that review these things.
That's a great team, by the way. I'm sure it's really
I said, well, listen, hopefully it'll get to your death. I said this to him. I said, hopefully it'll get to your death panel. Within, and he, yeah, there's no laughter.
Of course not. Yeah.
He's got a terminal in front of him that, like, he's just hitting buttons on for rebuttals.
Yeah,
and also
scripted. Probably.
I wonder if there's a personality, like 1 to 5
profile
that says pleasant, disgruntled, angry, distraught,
psychotic.
Oh, so they hit like F3, and it gives them a script for your temperament
or weeping.
Yeah. So death panel's not one they deal with a lot, I'm sure.
Well, they essentially tell me I can't do anything, and then I call the next day and I get through. Early. Oh, I get another call at 6:55. That's the part I told you.
Right.
I get a call Friday morning, 6:55. They say, we need you to call as soon as possible. That tells me they're holding the appointment.
Right.
That tells
me. That's exciting.
That if they are concerned, that means A, somebody's in that office, crack of dawn, and then I go through the phone hoop. Yeah. And I'm pressing zeros and ones and twos, and I'm calling the main desk, and I'm calling. They got everything there. They got x-rays. They got regular doctors. They got, and I'm just me hitting the buttons like that. And I finally get through to a lady, and she tells me the cost. I said, can we just do it that way? She said, yeah, absolutely. Come on in. As I'm checking in, the lady from the business office comes back and said, I called them. They've approved your procedure. And so the $400 that I was going to have to, which was just, I wanted to give her a hug. And that what began, I've bitched about lots of things, but what began as a super positive experience continued. And the scary part is you're on a table and they're going to give you, in my case, maybe 3 or 4 different shots in the area where it's, and it's lidocaine. So the first thing, they put lidocaine and then they put medicine in there like a steroid that's going to reduce inflammation. And they say to you that with the lidocaine, you're going to know within 5 minutes, which means you're going to know immediately. And you know, I've gotten off the table and had the exact same level of pain. I have gotten off the table and felt relief immediately. And everywhere in between. And I get off the table and I feel the relief, and I'm in a state of cautious optimism, because I know the lidocaine's going to wear off in about an hour or so, and then you're going to know whether the other stuff calm things down. And
that's, you know, do you have a vision of you like driving down the street screaming in pain as you go
God. And I'm excited. I'm still cautiously optimistic. I think it could go either way. We'll see. But the most important thing is it's guesswork, and they're trying to figure out where your pain's coming from. And in my case, they can't do much else because I've got 2 pancakes stacked on top of each other with no jelly in between them, you know. So that's really what they're doing for me, and I was really happy.
Folks,
and
then should
I
know, if they're just joining us, you're talking about your discs, not anything. And,
but what I have to do is then he says, call me on Monday, and I start laughing. So what do you listen? Call you.
Right.
Yeah. We'll have a nice long conversation. I mean, I know the system, right?
Sure,
I know this guy. This guy is dealing with people all day long. And, but I do call and talk to somebody, and I tell him, I try to temper my euphoria, because you can get really big highs.
Sure.
And really big lows if you overreact. But the good news is, knock on wood, cautious optimism.
How do you feel right now?
Good.
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 Do you
I feel real. Taking my kid out to hit golf balls today. So that's it.
Now, will you swing a club or will just he do it?
I've already swung a club. Hit every club in the bag already.
Oh, wow. It's
ready
great.
To go. Got a tournament in 2 weeks.
What's the...
Ready to rock and roll, baby.
What's the weight gain? How's that affected your overall?
I don't know whether it's...
I'm sorry, weight loss, weight gain.
I don't know whether... Weight difference. I don't know whether it's helped or
it's got it, right?
No, not in this case. I don't think that 30 pounds is going to make
sure
a difference on... Bone on bone, it just doesn't matter.
It's less strain on your body overall.
Who knows? I mean,
I think science knows.
But I don't know. I
mean, he's a denier.
Yeah,
science
denier. Your weight loss denier.
I'm not denying. I'm happy with what I'm doing. I'm happy because I will tell you this: that being able to be active and get out and do stuff, I think helps that weight gain thing.
Of course,
you know? Weight loss.
Yeah. So,
weight loss, gain. Loss, gain.
You've lost a good amount of... Your face looks skinnier.
Yeah, it does.
I've lost, yeah. I mean, if you add it from when I was in the Macy's parade, I've lost... Let me see. So that's... Yeah, 40 over 40 pounds.
That's excellent.
Yeah. From the very beginning.
Until the steroids make you puff up again.
Well, or you go off the medicine you're on, and I hear all I read about is rebound, rebound, rebound.
Yeah.
But what was cool is that last night I was super hungry, and I kind of let my willpower down, and I had veggie bites, which are fantastic, by the way. If you ever get those. Alyssa's veggie bites. They have them in your grocery store. Pick them up.
Are they like a snack food?
They're like a little tiny oatmeal cookie.
Oh,
but they're not
cookies. Yeah, yeah.
They're very, very good for you, and they're very good.
Because I saw my mom this weekend.
Yeah.
And I give her injections. This is why I'm so invested. Not just because I love you guys. And
so
I
it doesn't
the best
spill all over her gut?
Yeah, so she's not. Well, now I inject her.
Or keep rubbing it in.
If I may.
Yes.
My mom, still soft in her belly.
Yeah.
So we've moved to the thigh. So we
that's
her
where they
her thigh.
Are with me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, Mom, I think the needle bends in your belly. Let's go to your thigh.
They're there for me because I get a little allergic reaction when I get it.
Got it.
A little lump.
Yeah.
And she got mad at me when I said that. And then I said,
but everything else seems to be working. I don't think I'm having any adverse.
Mike, your eyes.
Your eyes. Yeah. Your eyes. Do you, have you, my mom said, I did it again. I said, what'd you do? She goes, I ate too much and I felt nauseous. I said, the medicine's working. You stopped eating.
She can defeat that by continuing to eat.
No, no.
I ate bad over the weekend, either Friday or Saturday night. Don't know which night it was. One drinky poo. And what did we get? We got some bad food. Mm-hmm. Horrible choice. A French cruller from Walmart.
Oh my God.
Yeah, well, I mean, but
there's the Manassas in you.
Yeah.
Are
you
the weekly.
Sure it wasn't a Pop-Tart if it was from Walmart?
No, it was spontaneous.
It was a honey
butter. Yes.
It was spontaneous and I felt we went out and it was sort of a mellow cheat night and I felt ill. I felt ill. I felt not unwell. Because of that. And so, you know, but you never know when it's going to hit you. So who knows? Am I going to say bad things about the drug? No, I can't.
Mike,
no,
I'm not sure
if I wasn't losing weight, I would say bad things.
Let me be clear.
Yeah. Yes.
My mom said this, and I'm seeing it firsthand because I see see the weight falling off her now.
Right.
She's hit the plateau and then she just started losing weight. And she said, I know that if I take a third piece of pizza, it's over. For her,
that she'll
right?
feel bad.
She'll feel bad. So now she's trained herself that if she's like whatever portions it is, there can't be that next step of the point of no return because she's just going to feel terrible for the rest of the evening or even through the night.
And Mike, I don't think it might be your medicine as much as it is as buying baked goods at Walmart. That could be the nausea right there.
This was after a very decadent, I'll call it a dinner. I got nachos and I had a margarita and that was what I had and that was it. But I felt like, you know, crap afterwards.
Yeah.
So look, does the stuff work? Yeah. But I mean, I worry because I worry about rebounds, about everything that you're going to, you know, right now, you know how I feel about this drug And by the way, for those of you that have not listened to previous episodes, I'm taking a thing called Mounjaro.
Oh, Mounjaro.
Which is a semi-glutide. It's the same thing in Ozempic.
Toto wrote about them.
And,
glutide. That's what they say.
It's actually, I call it a willpower assistance.
Oh, I would say a willpower activator.
Yeah, well, doesn't
perhaps
it?
A willpower activator. Yeah.
But it's almost like a willpower terrorist.
No,
because you know that if you eat too much, you're going to feel sick.
Roly-poly Yoli.
Stop
my
it.
Mom,
that is not okay.
Who I love very much.
I know, but it's a bad nickname.
She,
you're shaming
somehow,
her.
When she got off Eastern Airlines and we got off the plane, she lost all willpower. I don't know if she was so far away from her mother country, her power source faded away.
No, the land of plenty.
When she got it was, you know, oh, we need five baguettes of the giant French bread, not just one for the family. And as my father said, Oscar, that magical drug has given her the willpower she had in the mother country.
God.
That's awesome.
But wasn't the willpower in the mother country basically poverty?
Probably.
Yeah, I thought so.
The lack of?
Yeah, there's the we have none baguettes.
Yes.
I got to give it a thumbs up so far, yeah. And I feel like it's really this week, the week that has been kind of, even with my little mini cheat, although I should point out, I am also eating well under 2,000 calories a day.
Because of
so
the drug.
I eat 1,850 calories a day.
And but now that you, and you know what? It's going to be a total game changer when you start getting out and doing stuff. Because you can now.
I'm optimistic.
If I may be so bold, what's going on with you?
What?
The belly's back.
I know. I've put on a few pounds because I haven't been able to go to the gym the past few weeks, and I've been eating like a depressed guy, which I'll cop to. But you know what?
As long as you're not hooching it.
Yes.
No, I'm not. I'm not.
Just don't hooch it.
It's not like a 36
pack. You have a right to, with the week you've had? Jesus Christ. You have every right in the world to do what you do. I'm giving you I'm the last man you know that gives you a free pass on anything. I'm giving you a free pass on that.
I disagree.
I'll get back on it. I trust me, I will. It's there's been too much invested in it, but this week has really been a bad one. And for the first time, I thought, you know what? It really would be great to have a beer. And you know what? I didn't.
Oh,
I did not.
Yay.
But
good for
so
you.
Sweet.
I mean, it was
power
that,
through it.
It was that kind of week where you said, "Oh my God, that would be fantastic," but I didn't.
A week from yesterday,
love
we
you.
Are this coming Monday. We will be celebrating the life of Mark Riddell, and it's going to be great getting back to see you guys, and I'm looking forward to that.
I meet with his daughters tomorrow evening regarding the arrangement, so I'll have some details for you this week.
This will be your first visit in 4 years.
Yep.
I think we have to break now. Thank you very much.
Well, there was a pandemic.
Well, I'm coming up for a big long visit.
How many hours?
Are you in studio with us?
I arrive 9:20 on Sunday night, and I will be leaving at 5:00 on Monday.
Oh.
Hey, just like
good
Dolly
to see
Parton.
You all.
Just
see
like
you
Dolly
later.
Parton, Mike.
Bye-bye.
9 to 5.
Picture yourself on a journey. You're traveling through a dimension not of sight, but only of sound.
Oh my gosh!
A journey into a wondrous place where what you'll hear is a collection of the surreal.
We've seen some crazy things out here.
The fantastic and the comical.
Daryl! I am tired. I feel tired.
Well, we heard you. Go ahead. Go ahead. I heard you. Go ahead.
Don't! There's a deer in here.
I said supervisor!
Like that.
That's the signpost up ahead. Next stop, Soundtown.
Welcome to Soundtown.
Sounds meticulously procured by Rob Spiegel.
It's a bear.
Listen for a laugh today, only on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here is a scary but very true fact. Every day, your home movies and precious photos of loved ones, like this loved one.
Aww.
Are slowly fading away. They fade away in closets or worse, break down because of the dampness of your garage or the heat in your attic. Digitizing your old media with...
I don't know where you are.
Oh, okay.
He's right
old
there.
Old media with...
Lego box?
Legacy box.
Lego box.
Lego box. Let me get back. stops the fading and allows you to preserve those recorded moments so they're safe forever. Join the over 1 million families that have trusted
Legacy Box.
There you go. Nice, nice and loud right in there.
And digitalize your memories today. We've all used Legacy Box and we all love it. Imagine the peace of mind that you can have knowing that all your memories are safe and sound for countless generations to come. It feels so good. Legacy Box is a super simple mail-in service to have all of your videotapes, camcorder, tapes, films, reels, and pictures converted to perfectly preserved digital files, keeping them safe forever. Mandatory.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
For a limited time only,
you can visit legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50%. That's legacybox.com/TMOS to shop 50% off. This sale won't last long.
Can you say that last line with a little more urgency? This sale won't last long.
This sale won't last long. legacybox.com/TMOS.
That was great.
It's in the jeans. Like True Reed. Yeah. You're it's doing it better than D. Oscar ever did.
It's in the jeans. Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Stop.
What's that about?
What are you doing? Did mommy
doing
leave?
Shtick.
Yeah.
Are you on your own in the house?
I'm alone.
You're alone. All your kids.
Is this spring break?
This winter break.
A winter break.
We have a spring break.
So what?
This isn't our spring break.
I know it's winter break.
Winter break. You
get a winter break and a spring break.
That's nice.
Yeah, it must be nice. Yeah.
But the only thing that's boring is I'm playing my video games, mm-hmm. but all my friends are at school. They got off yesterday. They had a day off yesterday. But when I
tough being a child of privilege.
No, I like where his head's at.
It's like, because to play video games, it's fun having your friends play them with. Yeah. So it's getting like kind of boring.
Play solitaire.
Yeah, what about some strangers online? Nothing ever goes wrong there.
No, there's a lot of friendly people online that would love to meet you.
Don't listen to either one of them. You know that. Now.
Lead with your age, son.
Let me ask this. Michael has been working on his dialects.
Yes. Oh,
he has been working on Germany. He has been working on... Irish, and he's been working on Indian.
Do your
Indian dialect. What's
you're not going to get your son canceled at age nine, are you?
Do you think that's racist to do an Indian dialect?
It's probably not appropriate these days.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's just a dialect.
German's fine. You
know? German's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. German. Anything against whitey is good to go.
All right.
Because.
Yes.
All
right.
My father.
Your father.
Say goodbye.
My father.
Say goodbye. Choose any dialect you want. Say goodbye to Oscar and Ron. All right.
Goodbye, my friend.
Stop it.
After all that.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye.
Adios, mis amigos.
Okay, see you
He's
later.
He's a shocking disc jockey.
All right, get out of here. All right, thank you.
Oh, God.
Thank you.
The timing was great.
I want to tell you, old daddy, I have almost driven off the road when he laid that one on me the other day. It was, you know, it's voices.
Yeah, I can do Simpsons voices, characters. You know? No problem. Voices,
that's all. Is that how far we've gone? You know, by the way, and don't put, and we'll do the news in the third break.
Okay.
Don't put, God forbid, you put a post up online because you feel good about the guy you voted for that you say, he had some balls to make that move
and
make the people in Ukraine feel better. I don't know whether it's bots that generate this. I put this up and then I just go away because you know what? I'm not going to get into the fray with people that immediately just cannot stand somebody else on their team getting a little credit.
Right.
I remember when George W. Bush came to New York City. And it was impossible to not say, man, that makes me feel good as an American when he's standing on that pile of rubble with the old fireman. It made me feel great to be an American.
I think we take it for granted that everybody knows what you're talking about.
As far as
the Biden visiting Kyiv.
Okay, so yesterday Joe Biden made a surprise visit on President's Day. I don't think it had anything to do with President's Day, but he made a surprise visit to Kyiv. and met with President Zelensky over there to show solidarity with the Ukrainian president and the Ukrainian people who have lived hell for a year. And I thought it was a good move. And they were talking about how, you know, it was logistically a pretty tough thing to pull off with security.
It was a surprise and unscheduled because he was flying American. And that was the layover.
And they rescheduled his flight. They rescheduled his flight three times. Like mine.
Yeah, exactly.
So I thought it was cool.
It was neat. Yeah.
Let me just, I tried to be somewhat innocuous.
It was a presidential moment.
Whether you support his policies or not, it made me feel happy. Yes. And just because I know people don't agree with me doesn't mean I can't put this up here. And I'll tell you what I wrote. I wrote this about Joe Biden going to Kyiv. I said, old? Yes. Gaffe prone? You bet.
Yep.
Occasionally known for being too handsy? Yep. Willing to put his personal safety on hold to show wonderful support for an oppressed people? Absolutely. Say what you want, but old Joe showed balls today, and I'm proud of him. And I was.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good move. Vladimir Putin sucks, and it's terrible. Unprovoked war. And I'm like, I hope we can kick those people out of Ukraine and, you know, make the rest of Western Europe, where their democracies, feel a little bit relaxed. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't think this should be Republican Democrat crap, but immediately it just explodes where people just can't handle it. They're so childlike, they can't handle it. But I also wonder, and here's the question I have for both of you. When somebody on that thread mentioned bots, mm-hmm. Do you think really when I post something that has to do, when I even mention, well, I didn't mention them by name, is this being done to us?
Is somebody facilitating these wars? Yeah.
A lot of people I know that are going back and forth.
You're a public figure.
You know,
yeah. Have you seen the usual suspects? I won't name them by name to give them credit, but it's the same drum beat, which I'm like, oh, okay, you're just going to attack now because that's what you do.
Yeah.
And what I also like about seeing these names is when you start digging further for all the hate and attacking, you're like, oh, these are like people in society.
Mm-hmm.
They always forget that this is the internet. This is forever, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And it's tough to get past. It's just the politics is so divisive outside of the bots. Mike, you recognize the names from our listenership and they're welcome to voice their opinion as anyone is in a free society. But at times you're like, man, time and place.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I think that we're not directly at war, but we are certainly tremendously supportive of this. And we don't have, Americans dying over there, but there are lots of Ukrainians who are, and they've shown the world an awful lot, in my opinion.
Sure.
And it's funny how the flags and the enthusiasm has waned, and I call it just short attention span theater. I don't think, you know, if we can't have the resolve in our country to support, do you remember when this first happened?
Yeah.
When they first got invaded, and it was all you saw is people standing up for Ukraine. Everybody. And now they're saying, resolve for the participation seems to be, yeah, because we're short attention span theater.
Right.
Well, it's not short attention span if your apartment complex has a missile go into it, you know, killing your neighbors. So I root for that country. I think he's spectacular. I think it's a hero story in the world. We need more of those. And I think the other guy is a psychopath.
Yeah.
And I think I agree with other European countries. We got to hold the line, man. You can't get this guy to get away with this.
This is not shtick. This is a serious question.
All right.
Were you conscious when the war started?
Yes.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, it was right before all the crap went down. But I remember it.
Because you could have come out of your hospital saying, like, oh, my God, Russia's at war with Ukraine. That would have been wild.
Now, this is the second time you've referred to, like, a coma that never happened. You know, I was always conscious. I was always aware. I phoned you before I went to the emergency room. I was okay. Not well, but I was okay. And yeah, I picked up a newspaper. I said, oh, look at this.
War.
This war is happening. I'm going to check on this after I get my endoscopy. Yeah, I'll check on it. Sure.
It'll be endoscopy.
Endoscopy.
I think we're going to go in and do an endoscopy.
For some reason, I figure you black and white in an old-timey hospital.
Yeah.
And someone hands you a newspaper that says war.
Mike, I was in the old operating theater with lots of people observing around a white tile, almost like a stadium. And there was thousands of people watching them shove a tube in a place where no man should get a tube.
When did the little gray aliens with the big eyes come out? That's what I want to know.
Mike, I've got bad news. They're here right now.
Oh, that's terrifying. All right. Got to take a break. Come back with the home page.
No coma.
I don't have a coma.
You've invented the coma.
Your coma. It's coma. I'll be latching onto that one myself. We'll take a break and come back with the news right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa.
It may be cold outside,
but the specials are on fire.
At Trader Mike's Discount Shack.
Trader Mike is moving only a few feet to a new location.
It's the Sistine Chapel on a floor
that you can eat.
And he's willing to do what it takes to make a deal.
Check out these deals.
I have acquired, over my lifetime, way too many golf clubs.
Here. A lot of them are broken.
I do have a shop vac. I have a squeegee, and I have a light bulb changer.
Trader Mike is stacking the specials high and letting them fly.
He's stacking them deep and selling them cheap.
But that's not all. You can find more great deals through Target and Walmart when you click on the shopping center banner at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Treat yourself.
Hurry, folks, because these deals are crazy.
Trust me.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, I have a story to tell you. I want to tell you about Liquid IV here. Our second grandma, Carmen, our babysitter, who has been a part of our family down here for a very, very long time. And she loves Liquid IV. And I see her when we came in on Friday night. Saturday night. Mm-hmm. Come in on Saturday night. And Carmen is being really careful with this entire bottle of seltzer. She takes her Liquid IV and she puts it in seltzer water.
Oh.
She does. This is her go-to. I'm not aware of anybody else that's doing this. But if you want to try something different, I thank you, Carmen.
Fuzzy water. It's great stuff.
It's fizzy water. No better way to maximize your day than by making sure you're feeling like your best self. Liquid IV is the category-winning hydration brand. You can put it in your water. You can put it in your seltzer water. It fuels your well-being. Their hydration multiplier just may be the one product you're missing in your daily routine. In just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins, 2 times faster hydration than water alone. Use it first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down after a long night out, a long flight. Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients and is non-GMO and free from gluten and soy and dairy. It's convenient and oh so delicious. It's the best way to start your day. So be like me, drink Liquid IV. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com, everybody.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage, and we start today with former presidents of the United States. By the way, sad news about Jimmy Carter over the weekend, going into hospice care, but good long life there. 4 former presidents of the United States are going into space later this year. Not a lot of detail with this story, so bear with me.
All right.
But, parts of them are. Hair samples, and it...
Play it straight, man.
It doesn't say which hair.
I was going to say.
From George Washington, JFK, Dwight Eisenhower, and Ronald Reagan. I would imagine of all the hair samples, the most challenged would be Dwight Eisenhower. Well, George Washington wore a wig too, right?
Didn't he was redheaded under the wig, so they could probably find it. He was a redhead.
Really?
Yeah. Ginger.
George Washington was a redhead?
Yeah.
Are you making
really
that up?
No, I never knew that in my life.
I'll double check. But I've, when he was a youth, he was a redhead, I believe. Yeah.
Ronald Ray. They're all going to be shot into space by Celestis, a company that specializes in blasting human remains into space. They'll share the ride with a hair sample from Star Trek's DeForest Kelly.
Oh, that's another
what
rental.
What an eclectic group. And the ashes of his co-star, Nichelle Nichols. That's Uhura, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, there's that. That's interesting.
To what purpose?
That's what I was trying
George
to find
Washington's
out.
George Washington's natural hair was reddish brown. It wasn't really red and it wasn't really brown. It was somewhere in between. Some people described it as chestnut.
I believe it was Ben Franklin who, in a heated moment during the Continental Congress, says, "I've got Washington right by the short and curlies." There you go.
That would be something he'd say.
News.
Bill Clinton not sending anything into space.
He's running out of samples.
News that the works of Roald Dahl were being edited to remove potentially offensive language.
I hate this.
We're met with a lot of opposition. Ironically, one of the people speaking out against it is Augustus Gloop himself. Roald Dahl, the writer of Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, and James
right?
and the Giant Peach as well. Yeah.
One of the people speaking out against it, Augustus Gloop. technically, it's Michael Bolner, who played Augustus, one of the greatest fat guy roles in the history of fat guy roles.
Exactly.
All the way back in 1971, Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. What are we playing? Oh,
now details on the sudden announcement that has captured the attention of the entire world. Hidden among the countless billions of Wonka bars are 5 gold tickets. And to the 5 people who find them will come the most fabulous prize one could wish for. A lifetime supply of chocolate. And as if this were not enough, each winner before
he receives...
Let me
move ahead. I'm sorry, it's longish.
I still can't stop myself from believing them.
I've told you, Mr. Hofstetter. To believe in one's dreams is a manifestation of insanity. The sooner you accept this, the sooner you'll get
I think
wet.
It's towards the end.
Mrs. Gloop, would you care to say a few words to the television audience?
I trust you, Augustus, would find a golden ticket. Eating is his hobby, you know. We encourage him. He wouldn't do it unless he needed the nourishment, would he?
That's the end of it.
Okay, hold on. I'm sorry. It's a 4-minute cut out.
Thrust into prominence by the unexpected discovery of the first Wonka golden ticket. Its lucky finder is the son of our most prominent pork butcher. The boy's name, Augustus Gloop.
There he is.
Augustus Gloop, the pride of Dusselheim, the fame of Western Germany, an example for the whole world.
Augustus, how does it make you feel to be the first golden ticket finder?
Hungry.
Any other feelings?
Feel sorry for Wonka. It's going to cost him a fortune in fudge.
Sorry
such
about
a
the
great
long ride.
Fat kid voice.
Sorry about the long ride.
I'm such a fan, it doesn't matter. He says... Augustus Michael Bolner says, "I don't think this chocolate factory story was politically incorrect at all." Why are they saying it's politically incorrect?
Because they're removing references to fat and stupid.
And ugly.
God almighty,
it's
please.
A fable. It's a fable about gluttony, is what it
Jesus.
Is.
Yeah. Well, they should write
meanwhile, legislators down here in Florida don't want the white kids to feel bad about racism, so let's not teach it in the schools. What the... God, we're effed up.
I know.
Swear to God.
Luckily, we have that hefty German to tell us the right way.
I don't... Fat people are fat. I'm fat. Yeah. Call me fat.
You can say
I don't
it.
Give
yeah.
a rat's ass. Yeah. I don't feel like it was cruel or politically incorrect or anything. It was funny. It was comedy. He added that he enjoyed filming the movie, and he thinks the story has value. Quote, "It shows you bad things and bad behaviors, like the kids should not watch TV and should not eat too much. And it shows you that the good guys who do the right thing, they win in the end." Yes, it does. It's a great movie.
Mike, it shows you things like the kids should not watch TV. It is not because good to watch a TV.
They should not lean over to Chocolate River because then they get sucked into the vacuum tube. Geez.
Who wants to become a big blueberry? This is not a good thing. This is punishment.
By the way, a lot of people don't know this, but is the guy's name Greg Gutfeld, the TV personality
Gutfeld,
on
yes.
Fox? Mm-hmm. Gutfeld was actually Mike TV. In Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Was he?
Go back and look at the kid that played Mike TV. That's Greg Gutfeld.
I had no idea.
Last week's South Park went in hard on Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They were particularly hard on Meghan
who has a thing going up as what she is, and it's hysterical. She was described as, quote, sorority girl, actress, influencer, and victim. Funny, just shtick. We have to laugh, folks. A source says Megan was left upset, and overwhelmed by her portrayal on the show.
Oh.
And even refuses to watch the entire episode. Right, because Megan's sitting down to watch South Park every week.
Of course. I thought the South Park, backlash, that was over. Like, yeah. They're not as relevant. They're part of our, I guess, social conscience at this point.
Let me
right?
give you a ding right there. That's maybe South Park trying to get a little more buzz.
Guess,
you know, that
guess
they
who
make
we
up.
Made angry. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she hates us. She's crying. Here's a weird fact you never wanted to know. Every animal that weighs more than 6.6 pounds empties their bladder in 21 seconds.
Wow.
There it is.
Really?
Animals with bigger bladders have stronger streams, smaller bladders have weaker streams. I'm not just telling this so you can share it as an anecdote at an appropriate time, like meeting your new girlfriend's parents, but it can actually help you be healthier because you should pee for 21 seconds. Time yourself next time. If it takes you less time than that, you went to the bathroom too soon. If it takes you more time, you went to the bathroom too late. Either way, I don't care what you think you're entitled to.
That's not
sorry, that
coffee.
Was a few good men.
Yeah.
Let's see. There's more. If you feel like you have to pee all the time, but you're not around the 21-second mark, could be a sign of things like bladder stones, cystitis, or prostate issues, and that's worth talking to your doctor. If you are around 21 seconds, if that's your time down in Florida, you are a freak of nature.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In this modern day and age, I want to thank you for that excellent streaming content.
Thank you. Streaming.
I don't care what you think you're entitled
to. You think Jack Nicholson gets it done in 21 seconds?
Oh, no.
Rob, ask me if I ordered the code red.
Did you order the code red?
You're goddamn right I did.
Did you spill the chili?
No, it was a bit in the onion that we all got hooked into.
Hoodwinked, Jack.
There are a lot of diet and fitness goals that involve tricking yourself, which is fine, except when you know you're tricking yourself, so it only works as long as you buy into it. Here's the latest example. New study out of China says you can lose weight just by cutting your food into tiny pieces and scattering them across your plate. The idea is that you cut calories by eating less, and people tend to eat a particular portion size rather than eating till they are full. So instead of taking a smaller portion and thinking you're eating less, you're spreading the food all over the plate. And you trick yourself into thinking you're eating more than you are.
It's hard with rice.
We do the same thing with Santos. We take his food and put it on a rubber plate.
Yeah.
And then we smooth it out like a paste.
And he has to lick it.
He has to lick it. And it takes him forever to eat it. But he's still, you know, he seems like he had a good time. Or he's just cursing us.
Now you're
his own dog
you're
brain.
Rubbing the
and
food
then if he
on
whines,
a plate though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then if then he whines, crutch. Oscar looks down at him and says, I don't care what you think you're entitled to.
Sort of a new take on Nicholson today.
I like it.
I don't know what's going on here. All right, here we go. Let's see. Two West Central Florida paramedics. I love the way they divvy
West
this
Central.
State up.
Yeah.
West Central Florida paramedics were suspended after pronouncing a man dead who was later found to still be breathing. The paramedics from Clearwater Fire and Rescue, lovely little town, were placed on administrative duty after Wednesday's incident. The paramedics from Station 47 responded to the call about a 65-year-old man who had gone into cardiac arrest at a private residence in unincorporated Pinellas County.
That's your favorite unincorporated county, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Responders pronounced the man dead shortly after their arrival. Clearwater Fire and Rescue said in a statement they left the area in a hurry, once deputies from Pinellas County arrived. According to the news release, a deputy noticed that the patient was still breathing and requested medical crews return to the scene. Largo fire rescue crews were called and reached the scene. About 28 minutes elapsed between the initial call and the other medic's arrival. The man was taken to the hospital, and he is still recovering.
Wow.
According to the local television station there.
Did you order the code blue on him?
You're goddamn right I did. Usually thinking someone is dead when they're alive in Florida only happens when you leave your house. Oh, a lot of Florida age jokes today. I can't help myself. We'll take a break come back. Yes, that's right. That's the kicker, Rob.
Normally tease the kicker at the front of it.
I'm so sorry. I guess I thought you'd know it by that big laugh.
Enjoy the laugh.
We'll take a break and come back with something else here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're goddamn right I did.
I know it's been a long time since you heard from me, but the boss sent out a proclamation that we all have to listen to. Now, he wants you to share the show. That means let your friends tell their friends and their other friends that the Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. And they can go to TMOS.com to check out the bonus show. And they can go on the TikTok and the Instagram for snippets of the show. Do it today, the boss asks you. And let your friends be a friend of ours. Capiche? We now return you to the man, the myth, the legend, Mike O'Mara.
I have a greater responsibility than you can possibly fathom. You weep for Santiago, and you curse the Marine.
Anyway, I'm sorry. I messed up my prompter here. So
you're just buying time.
Love it. Back.
Did you mess up the prompter?
Yeah.
I was hoping.
Santiago's death, while grotesque, right. While tragic, probably saved lives.
I don't know what's wrong with me today. I'm having a day. All right. Okay.
Here we go.
I want to make sure.
KiwiCo.
Right here. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Our friends at KiwiCo.
Good folks.
Yeah, well, they're defining the future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. They create super cool hands-on projects designed to create a lifelong love for learning among kids. Each month, KiwiCo delivers crates packed with fun and sparks creativity with kid-friendly topics. You need me on that wall. You want me on that wall. I'm sorry, this has nothing to do with kids. Kid-friendly topics and activities from engineering robots to learning about the science of cooking. There are interesting topics. Never put that in my copy again.
All right.
There is interesting topics. You would never say that in English.
You're right.
There are interesting topics. How dare you put that in the copy? One of your routine grammatical errors that you have never been able to correct. There are interesting topics for every kid and real hands-on skills to explore. Discover subscription lines for infants and preschoolers all the way up to teens and beyond. To infinity and beyond. The moment of pride and accomplishment at the end of a KiwiCo project sparks creative confidence. Something's wrong with me with Nicholson. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. It's not relevant. For ongoing experimentation, KiwiCo does the legwork for you so you can spend quality time tackling projects together.
Colonel, did you order KiwiCo?
You, Lieutenant Goldberg, or whatever his name was. Plus, there's no commitment, pause, cancel, anytime. Doesn't matter. Redefine learning with play. Explore hands-on projects that build creative confidence and problem-solving skills with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month plus free shipping on any crate line at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. Thank you. All right, back to the show. Well, it's all up to you guys. We can talk about the management book from South America, or we can talk about ponies anime. Dealer's choice, Oscar. Your dealer's choice.
Yes, I'll like to talk about the management book from, if you don't mind.
Let's go.
Anime ad.
We can put the anime into Tupperware and we have that for another time.
By the way, that's just Oscar is what I would say, I would call it playing the percentage.
Is it how far can that story take us? Mm-hmm. And does he have anything interesting outside of what he's going to say?
Exactly.
And moving on. Yes. Weekends I go and see my parents. This weekend it was Saturday instead of Sunday because we had the patrons art auction.
Yes.
My father's great as a consigliere. He gives you, you know, solid advice. I also know when it gets excited about a topic, and we were just discussing the overall management techniques. And I think anybody that's run a team, especially in the last 3 years, has had to relearn on how to manage what is this new workforce, right? And teams overall.
You got to handle people a little differently in this day and age.
Correct. And I'm all for it. Like I want to evolve as a leader. We've talked about this in separate conversations. Mm-hmm. But more importantly, just want to be thoughtful throughout that process. But like our parents, they all have their standard. Okay. They see it within their lens of how they would address it. And the way my father's always addressed broader topics is a long conversation. And then he goes to his office and you think the conversation's over, but he comes back with some sort of like a book of sorts that addresses the topic you've been discussing. Mm-hmm. This time he came back with a book from 1981 that's in Spanish that addresses management techniques that is taking a playbook out of Big Blue IBM.
Ah, International Business Machines.
Yes.
Yeah. The old guys down here still talk about IBM and the culture at IBM.
Is it that IBM or just BM they talk about?
This International Business Machines, okay. Robin, I'm going to tell you that they have a reputation. They have a hard-assed reputation and a corporate culture that was at the top of the heap as far as the way and it wasn't always good. So I'm curious to see. Yeah. So this is about IBM?
So the book doesn't just fall on my lap and he's like, take a gander. I know what this means. Like, I have to at least get through a good chunk of it so we can talk about it in the evening.
Okay.
He's given you an assignment.
Even at 44, when your old man gives you a book in my house, you better get into it right away.
Right.
Or else he thinks he's wasting his time.
Okay.
Just the way it's always been.
Anything you glean from that particular...
Big Blue management style has nothing to do with 2023.
Yeah, because they were hard asses, right?
It was a lot of, like, just black and white. No emotion, all output, measure, some things are correct. You establish parameters within roles and responsibilities. But then you apply percentages to if they're actually, this is the true takeaway, if they are producers or takers. And I said, and in Spanish, it's not put as an elegant manner. It sounds horrible.
Sure.
So my dad's like, I said, Dad, you know, with respect, I know that you didn't lead this way, but this is kind of an antiquated management book because there's certain things you can't do. And a lot of these are antiquated tropes, especially the way they refer to women and men and gender roles. Like it's a different world. And he said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, a lot of people don't get like being called after hours for work stuff. Mm-hmm. And then one of these management techniques says, if you've got a manager, you let them know that they should be available 24/7 and their home line should also have a business line. So it's not busy when you call. So,
there you go.
Wow.
There it is. Yeah. Enjoy your weekend.
Yeah. It's this level of.
Yeah.
And the technology side of it is completely different because for you young bucks out there, there was no call waiting in 1981.
Right.
You either had a line that would call to be busy, or you had two lines in your house. One was a fax line and one, or three lines. One was a business line, whatever it was. It refers to fax machines. Important faxes should be distributed and how you should. It's all communications. The true takeaway is this. I remember when we did a case study, I think everybody does in business school, about IBM and how they actually had cornered the market on your desktop computer.
Right.
And then because the way that they patented the design, people just ripped them off and commoditized home computers like Compaq and all these other people because they just would take the components of what IBM built and then take those same components and build them inside a box a different way and call it their own.
So it was a sloppy patent.
Exactly.
Okay.
So, you know, the long and short of it is that this blockbuster company that was built on owning a space, and even for your laptops, if you remember desktop to laptop, they were still relevant.
Yeah.
Just that's what corporate America was about back then, where you literally had massive oversight. You were drone to work, and God forbid anybody says, what is it? Quality of life.
Yeah.
Right?
I want a little more me time.
No way.
Come up into the corporate. One of our assistant vice presidents will meet with you. There you go. Thank you. See you later. Have a nice drive home.
There's also a line in here, which I don't know is still relevant, but I thought it was compelling. That don't just promote producers into management. Producers will want to manage others. If they're producers, and this is the math they did, one of them can equal five of them. But if they want a management role, you're going to have to hire a minimum of five people to work underneath them. So now,
if a person who's producing is doing really, really well, keep him in that slavery role.
Don't reward him. Don't reward his good work.
That is broken. Just so broken.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I'm trying to find dress code.
Dress
from
code.
IBM.
Oh, dress code. That was at the back end. I didn't take a deeper dive. But
IBM epitomized the mid-century corporate bureaucracy, which is when Oscar brought this to us today.
Yeah.
I said, I remember hearing about IBM. The dress code required white shirts, black ties, and dark gray suits, suggesting employees were interchangeable parts of a well-calibrated machine.
Wow.
And you weren't supposed to divert from
all
that.
The J.P. Morgan guys, J.P. Morgan Chase, and I say this because I have a friend and classmate. Every time I've visited their offices or they've been here, impeccable. Like there is no gray area of like, oh, it's a Friday.
Right.
It's always like full dress shirt, cufflinks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crisp.
And I tell you, if you're going to get a job at Michael McIntosh Enterprises, you really better be ready.
Orange cufflinks.
orange cufflinks. Absolutely. Oh my God. IBM attire.
The gray suit is drab as there is drab.
That is. Wow. Right? With a black tie.
Yes. IBMers wore a uniform of pinstripe suits, white button-down shirts, rep ties, and wingtip shoes. There you go.
Classy. So,
yeah. Sunnier days. My dad used to always wear a jacket. Yeah. Thanks, Dad.
Learn how to win big and get the secrets on chowing down. All on this week's bonus show.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Coin Pusher.
That was shot on an iPhone 6.
Do I look like I don't get nauseous? Small french fries. If you're putting bundle on something, you effers, that is not a bundle.
I will have a quarter pounder and a scrot of fries.
Stuff some circus peanuts down my throat and then top it off with lo mein. I'm not getting nauseous. It's basically alcohol with lemonade. You don't know anything about that, do you?
Let's change the topic.
You can't win if you don't play, and you won't laugh until you subscribe. Win big on hilarity today at MikeOmaraShow.com.
Please go shopping. We're on fire.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. When we decide to lose weight, it's usually not just about the number on the scale. And Noom Weight is ready to help. They've helped me. I got to be honest with you, because it is about the inner government, as Jerry Lewis used to say, right up here in the old government. Noom Weight is different. It uses psychology to help you understand your eating habits and learn how to make healthier choices every day. Losing weight starts with your brain, and Noom Weight's approach is based on scientific principles. It also helps you, the longer you go on, the more you seem to do things automatically.
Yes.
And that makes it a simpler process.
Mike,
yes.
I should say, and I'm proud to announce it now, no great strides have been made, but I think at my highest, 212. Now I'm at 193 using Noom Weight.
Attaboy.
It's great. Yeah. It really is. Yes. And to date, Noom Weight has helped more than
4.6 million people lose weight. Active first-time Noomers lose an average of 15 pounds in 16 weeks. I love Noom Weight because it works. Oscar just told you it works for him. It's worked for me. Carla, and I said, look, this is, Rob has had this in our copy for 3 years.
Okay.
Carla has never looked better.
It's true,
though. I tell him to change it, but he doesn't change it. Put something better in there because you know what? She does look better than ever. She has lost weight. Yeah. She loves it. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom Weight's psychology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com/TMOS. That's Noom.com/TMOS to sign up for your trial today and check out Noom's first ever book, The Noom Mindset, a deep dive into the psychology of behavior change. Available where books are sold. Time for the town.
How did you know all that?
What's that?
What?
Wrong thing.
Sound.
Because I'm smart.
Sound. We call this stereophonic sound.
Sound town.
I hate to interrupt you because I know you've got a sound town and we're running short on time, but a text comes through to me. Hi, it's Pat from We Buy Houses. And
Pat.
Oh.
Would you sell us your house in Winchester? I got
you. Gotta say yes.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely.
Absolutely. With I'm gonna put 5 exclamation marks.
That's when you know it's a robot.
That's right.
Like they're just.
It's Pat the robot.
I always like telling them that that my latest bit is the house burned down.
Oh, I always say that. Yeah. I do. Yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Spiewak passed. He hit a phone pole.
I'm staying at a Marriott.
Do you want the courtyard. House? You're talking about not the house that burned down, right? You're talking about the one where I keep the snakes.
The snake house.
Anyway, let's go to the snake house.
All right. It's not going to come to anyone's surprise. I'm sick of death right about now. Mm-hmm. But we lost over the weekend Stella Stevens, who had a pretty great career, Poseidon Adventure. She was a Playmate of the Month. She was in The Nutty Professor mm-hmm. with Jerry Lewis. She was in Girls, Girls, Girls. She was a great star. But sadder than that, I think, and more unexpected, it was Richard Belzer. Richard Belzer died at age 78, and this is one of my favorite Belz clips. He was on the...
good stand-up. Great stand-up.
Great stand-up, and one of the best for rolling with the punches. He was just awesome. But there was a National Lampoon record called That's Not Funny, That's Sick. And he played a disc jockey, Dick Ballantyne. And this is just so informed.
Hello, this is Dick Ballantyne, once again, the best-looking guy you'll ever hear. And tonight, I'd be thrilled to hear from you. Call the number. You know what it is. I don't want to keep repeating it. Hello, you're on the air. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, am I on the air?
Yeah, turn down your radio, okay, hole?
All right, just a second.
Yeah, sure.
Turn down the radio.
Turn down the radio.
Yeah, this is great.
Turn it down.
Good night.
Yeah, he knows what's going on. That's Dick Ballantyne.
And it was great on early days, right, of Stern? Right back then.
Oh, God,
back.
Yeah.
One of the early guests on Howard Stern.
And he also played Detective John Munch.
Yeah, huge career.
But he did that on like 15 shows. He kept showing up on places. But here's a fact about Belzer you didn't know. When they were getting ready to put Howard Stern on WJFK here in Washington, D.C., they didn't have everything in place, so for about, I believe it was about a month and a half, mornings on WJFK were hosted by Richard Belzer and produced by John Pond. Mm. And when asked about it, he said, there was a good diner there. That was his takeaway from Fairfax, is he liked the 29 Tasty Diner. Anyway, Richard Belzer, cool. I love
the
him.
Only thing, my only memory, it's such a horrible
memory
of the 29 Diner.
I'm coming in.
I remember.
I'm there with my guitar player for my band, and it's the wee hours of the morning, and there's a lady in there, and she is behind she's cooking the food, and then she went into the bathroom, and she didn't come out for like 15 minutes. And we're sitting there, it was so gross.
All these years later,
you know she was taking a big dump in there.
Yeah, not 21 seconds.
No. All right. Well,
there's that.
Safe home, Richard Belzer. Ozzy Osbourne has been hired to do a new ad for PlayStation, the VR2 gaming system.
Oh, God, he keeps on surviving.
Yeah. Mike, listen to him in this spot and tell me. Are they getting their return on this investment?
Where did this come from?
Ozzy, we've got a flight to England.
Hang on, Sharon. I want to plug in my PlayStation VR2. I'm very technical these days. Is that a friendly dinosaur? Oh, my God. What the f*** is that?
I think this Stormbird's trying to bite my head off.
That Stormbird needs to get at the back of the line.
This is amazing!
What's good to know is he looks as good as he sounds.
What's the scripting like for these?
It's Kardashian advertising.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the name is everything.
I hope they got a bulk buy out of that.
Reach is out there. Look it up, folks, if you want to know what bulk buy means.
Jesus Thank Christ. You.
It's a good joke. Olivia Newton-John has an album coming out, a posthumous album, where she sings duets. And I like this. Her last recording was with Dolly Parton doing Jolene. And if you want to take two of the most beloved people in show business and put them together, I think you'd be hard-pressed to find people that were better liked than Olivia Newton-John and Dolly Parton. Jolene, Jolene,
Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene, Jolene. Similar vocal characters.
Yes, right? That's a great record. I mean, just a great composition. So I look forward to hearing that. And finally, Mike. Oh,
oops, sorry about
that's
that.
That's all right. Go ahead. Oscar, did you watch The Bachelor last night?
I did.
Zach got COVID, Mike.
Hello.
So
was the most awkward and not in a good way.
No.
Episode ever. You think the producers could have just like put everybody on ice?
No.
No, they had a production schedule and they put the guy on an iPad.
They did. And it really bothered Charity. And Charity had a
comment. Is that her name?
Yes. Charity ended up getting a rose. But Charity, in this one comment, which is 34 seconds in length, we close with this. Charity has 11 unneeded uses of the word like. So let's close with The Bachelor, Oscar's favorite show.
Obviously, Zach's been feeling under the weather. He tested positive for COVID. Charity, I am so, so sorry.
Obviously, it's not easy to hear that he has COVID. Like, I think all of us, like, we care deeply. You hope and you, like, dream of something. And I really was just, like, preparing my heart for this date.
Ultimately, the concern at this point is, like, Zach and if he's okay. I just really feel like today would have just been, like, a really huge turning point. I think I'm just, like, overwhelmed. Scared that I might get skipped over and, like, I just, like, get left, like, behind.
You know what's amazing is normally they're not scared about COVID on that show.
Yeah,
it's more herpes.
That guy was a smooching bandit.
I'm just stunned that they let her have that much time off to go on that show from working at the lab. Just amazing, really. She's so brilliant.
Mike, she invented the vaccine.
Yeah. Smart. We got to get out of here. We'll be back with another episode tomorrow. And want to remind everybody that we have a half a ticket. It's actually half a ticket. That is available for TMOS
for the first half
live
of the show, yes. Right?
In New Orleans. No. Well, you know what? We'll seriously give you an update on that, let you know how many tickets are available, and we'll let you know that tomorrow because that's the way we roll. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
U.S. Sunday. Greatest country in the world.